shit. Was that Spanish? That, I'm never saying that shit to me. I'll tell you that straight the fuck up.
Coña.
Sir, if you go to the bathroom, it's probably gas. Give it a second. This is a good thing about a wireless. I can fucking catch you and keep you in here. Look at this shit. Fuck, I used to play cornerback in high school, motherfucker. All right. I'm going to bring the next act. After that, we're going to go drop the ball, drink some champagne, quick makeout, come back for the closer, which is a comedy magician. Are we doing... Look, let's be honest. This is a strange fucking show. We're in a movie theater. We should be watching Django and doing shit like that. We're in here with comedy, going in and out with booze and fucking finger foods, and we're making this the greatest show of all. This could have been a disaster. We've made chicken salad out of chicken shit so far. That's what we fucking did. And even Serpico's having a good fucking time. Serpico. And this man who looks like every undercover cop in every fucking 80s TV show I've ever fucking seen. And the Asian kid from Ocean's 11. And fucking Farnsworth who dresses puffy all the time. Yes.
Oh, damn.
Coming to the stage is your next act. What should we do to make him feel good on the way up here? You bet your ass, baby! I want more juice out of you motherfuckers! Let's go, baby! He's been on Chelsea lately! He's been at the Comedy Store in LA. He's a regular in the Comedy Juice at Gotham Comedy Club. I want more! Come on, give some love to my brother, Mr. Russ Goutin! Russ Goutin!
One more time for Mad Dog Matter, ladies and gentlemen! Holy shit! Are you guys having a good time? It's New Year's Eve! Make some fucking noise! I'm Wreck-It Ralph. Good evening. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. So, good evening. As he said, I am Papa Russ Goutin, a Jew. Thank you. You're welcome. Happy Jew Year. Thank you so much. And if I can milk all of you, studio audience here at the AMC 14 on 34th Street for some cheap applause here at the beginning of my set on New Year's Eve. Just 1 year ago, me and my beautiful Guinea Italian wife had a beautiful pizza bagel baby boy, Rocco Giovanni Goutin. Thank you so much. This is where you clap. Thank you so much. Thank you. Extremely virile, ladies in the front. Beware, you will get pregnant. Just one look. Ouch. Pregnant. Thank you so much. Mazel tov. Where are you registered? Thank you so much. Thank you so much. But ladies and gentlemen, oh my God, I don't know if you realize this, though. This is terrible news, okay, for the economy, for my son, okay, because I am a comedian that you and America at large has never heard of. So I don't know if you realize this, but that actually makes me two steps above a mime. Okay? It goes mime, magician, comedian you've never heard of, this guy. Kardashian, younger Kardashian, fat Kardashian, pregnant Kardashian, rodeo clown, honey boo boo child, former Railroad Road Rules Challenge contestant, Snooki. Okay, and now Snooki's baby. I don't know if you all heard, but that little gremlin had got pregnant and gave birth earlier this year. You think the Mayans were wrong? Bullshit! This shit is coming to an end. You all need to go to Costco. You need to stock up, okay? That fucking little alien fucking fist pumped its way out like fucking Prometheus and shit. Do not get Snooki wet after midnight like that kid Gianni did. Or that kid Vinny upstairs did. Helpful hint. Helpful hint. Spielberg, he is always right. Thank you so much. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, but I gotta tell you, okay, did you guys have a good holiday? Because around this time of year, me and my wife, because she's a Catholic Guinea and I'm a Jew Hebe, okay, we keep getting asked, what religion are you going to raise the little pizza bagel? What religion are you going to raise the little pizza bagel? But I tell people it is very simple, okay? He is 1 year old. He is starting to walk. So this is what we're going to do, okay? We're going to lock his ass in a room. We're going to put a picture of the Pope in one corner of the room. A picture of Steven Spielberg in the other corner of the room. And whichever ones he calls for, that's the winner. Winner takes all. Because I don't know if any of you non-Jews know this here tonight, but Steven Spielberg is actually our Pope. That's why most of his movies come out on Christmas Day, okay? That King Kite knows where his people are on Christmas Day. We go to the movies and we get Chinese food, or vice versa, we switch up the order. Okay? He knows where we are. He has the authority over us, okay? It's true. But a lot of people think that my son is lucking out because he's going to get both of the best holidays. I meant both of the best holidays. Okay? They think he's getting Christmas and Hanukkah. Everybody thinks those are the best holidays. But your Papa Russ is here to educate you here tonight because that is bullshit. Okay? Because the Jews have the best holiday all wrapped up, okay, ladies and gentlemen? Because we have Yom Kippur, people in the back. We have Yom Kippur. Okay? You fast for one day. All your sins for the year, forgiven. Forgiven. This year, sir, I was at CVS. I was getting my cigarette. There was an elderly woman in front of me online taking her time, paying with a check and shit, asking what time is it, where's my grandson. I threw that old bitch on the floor. I kicked her. I pointed. I laughed at her. I got my cigarettes. I left. I fasted that day. Forgiven. Forgiven. Thank you so much, New York. Thank you. Thank you. I'm thinking about clipping a kid in a crosswalk and driving off next year. Forgive it. Thank you so much. Thank you. But ladies and gentlemen, okay, but this is for real, okay? You see what's before you. You don't want another one of these running around. I don't want my son to be like me, okay? First of all, I'm fucking allergic to everything. I'm the typical Jew in every movie. I'm allergic to everything, okay? I'm allergic to wheat, gluten, flour, dairy, yeast, starches, potatoes, rice, sugar, happiness, sunshine, fun, memories. Hey, Russell, remember that time we went to Central Park? Memories. And this is true. I found out about this allergy later in life, okay? So when I was growing up down there in New Jersey, okay, down in Cherry Hill, Philadelphia, okay, I got the Jewish mother on Passover, right? And she was always giving us matzah, which is just unleavened bread. Unrisen bread, I'm allergic to that shit. I used to say to my mother, I used to say, Mom, I don't like eating the matzah. It makes me feel sick. And she would say, Russell, your people ate this in the desert. You'll eat it in New Jersey. Turns out that Jew bitch was poisoning me the whole time. The whole time. Called typhus the whole time. Okay? And that's the other thing, okay, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of people see my act, okay? Okay, New York? A lot of people see my act. And they think that I'm all hopped up on the cocaine. It's not true. Okay, I've been living in L.A. for 8 years. I got a prescription for the weed. It's cool. It's cool. Okay, and obviously, studio audience, obviously your Papa Russ needs to smoke the weed. Obviously, I need it. This is me on it. It takes a minute. This is, you're on it too, obviously. Okay, that's true. Like, when I went to get the prescription for the weed in L.A., you know, I filled out the form, honestly. I was like, bipolar, OCD, allergic to blah, 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 blah. The doctor pulled me aside. He was like, Russell, listen, you didn't have to put all that shit down on the paper. You could have just said your back hurts and we would have given it to you. And I was like, no, 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 no. All this shit is wrong with me. Thank you. That went great. Thank you so much. I'll keep that one in. Thank you. But that's the thing. People say, Russell, but you're smoking all this weed. You're obviously still a hopped up little Jew monkey. What's the problem, okay? But I tell people it's because I grew up as a spaz in the 80s, okay? And they were hopping us all full of Ritalin, experimenting with that shit back then. But Ritalin is only one chemical element separate from speed, ladies and gentlemen, okay? And just to put it in perspective, nowadays when your kid's a spaz, they will give that little spaz one 10 milligram pill of Ritalin one time a day. They had me in 1986 on 35 milligrams of Ritalin three times a day. I was going like this. They're like, Doctor, Russell doesn't seem to be calming down. What should we do? Well, we should increase the dosage of Ritalin. You mean speed? Yes. What should we increase it to? Ludicrous speed. My parents sent me to spaz camp. They sent me to spaz camp. It was a little camp in the Pocono Mountains for little Jew spazzes like me. Every activity could only be 15 minutes long. Everybody had ADHD. Okay? And that's the other thing about this camp, okay? Half of the campers were just like me, you know, a little juice spaz, hopped up on amphetamines, prone to violence and cursing. But the other half of the campers, God bless their hearts, ladies and gentlemen, they were a little more handicapped, okay? And God bless their hearts, they can't always control their sexual urges, we know that. God bless their hearts. So picture for me, if you will, my summer camp experience with 90 juice spazzes trying to play soccer, first of all, like, all punching each other in the face. But the other half of the campers, they're a little more handicapped, God bless their hearts, they're dropping trow in the middle of the field. You know, they're twanging that thing like Arlo Guthrie and shit. You know, cupping the balls and shit, giving us all a free education. And I don't know what happens to the campers after they go there. I don't know many of them in my late life. There's not even a lot of those retards on my Facebook and shit. Okay, but I guess they end up working there, because when I was there, they decided to take us on a field trip one night, and they decided to take us all to a minor league baseball game in Scranton, Pennsylvania on bat night. On bat night. So they bust in two loads of hopped up on amphetamine juice spazzes and handicaps. They gave us all one 12-inch Pennsylvania driftwood hand-carved bat and said have a time with it, okay? Just long story short, there were 13 concussions, and the handicapped kids, God bless their hearts, miss, they didn't know what to start whacking off first, you know what I mean? They were just like, play ball! So thanks for that, Mom and Dad. Thanks for that fucking summertime memory. So I love being back here on the East Coast. I just moved back a few months ago from LA. Do you love being here on the East Coast in New York? Do you love it? I grew up outside of Philadelphia. My parents are originally from Bronx and Yonkers, okay? I got two crazy parents and shit. And that's the problem with bringing your kid back here. I already am like my parents, which scares the shit out of me. I don't want my kid to be like my parents, okay? Because they're the worst, okay? They're totally East Coast. Their reaction to everything is always totally disproportionate to the situation. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Like, even if I was sleeping in late to school, not late to school, just sleeping a little bit past the alarm, you know, my father would burst through the door like he was SEAL Team 6 at Osama bin Laden's place. You know what I mean? He'd be like, Russell, you gotta get up. You're gonna be late to school. I'm gonna be late to work. I'm gonna lose this job. You're gonna kick me out of school. I'm gonna go bankrupt. Your mother's gonna leave me. I'm gonna have a heart attack. I'm gonna get hit by a bus. I'm gonna die. I'm worth nothing to you children dead. And I would say, all that's gonna happen today? And they're total East Coast Jew conspiracy theorists, right? Everybody's always out to get them. Ah, you see, that's how they get you. That's how they get you. A surcharge? That's how they get you. That's how they get you. I was a kid. I was afraid. I was like, Mom, Dad, who's they? Who's trying to get me? They're like, oh, you see, they're getting him, Maddie. Yes, they're getting him right now. He's recently got. He's already got. My parents really think that when they go to a Home Depot on a Sunday, there is the manager with the staff around the monitors in the back, like, look, everyone, the goons are here. Gather around. Listen up. This is how we get them. This is how, follow me now. And we just had the holidays. We just had the big Hanukkah party at my Jewbag parents' house, right? But every year, they have their family over, and every year you hear my mother like, this is the last fucking year, Maddie. We're not having these people here next year. Nobody else is the last fucking year. Where are they every year? There's my mother stirring that pot of matzo ball soup like Gargamel on the Smurfs. This is the last year, Maddie. Everything's so final with them. Everything is so final. They went shopping on a Sunday once. They went food shopping on a Sunday. They come back, never again on a Sunday. If they go on a Wednesday, never again on a Wednesday. And I'm like them now. I won't let my wife go to Trader Joe's on a Sunday. I'm like, honey, you can't go to Trader Joe's on a Sunday. It's a madhouse in there. Have you ever heard somebody say that? It's a madhouse in there. Like it's fucking Arkham Asylum and Batman. The Joker and Two-Face are going around getting organic ginger snaps. It's not happening. Why is it a madhouse? Because you had to wait for parking and wait online? That does not constitute a madhouse. And it's true, you turn into your parents. I'm driving over to the food shopping on a Sunday, which I'm totally against, okay? But you've done done this. We all do this. And all of our parents do this, right? You're driving over. There's bad drivers on the East Coast, West Coast. Doesn't matter where you are, sir, in case you're a world traveler, okay?
They're all on the West Coast.
Right? Well, especially on the West Coast. I'll go with you, sir. Positive energy. All right. And I'm driving over there, right? And I'm like, you see this one? They're all out today. You ever heard somebody? They're all out today. As if they got a Facebook group, you know what I mean? They're messaging each other like, we all got to be out today. All of us? Yes, the goons are expecting us. And that's the other thing I'm doing lately. I don't know if you guys do this, but I'm just like my parents. I'm collecting points to everywhere me and my wife shop. I got the Costanza wallet, right? I got a card for everywhere that I shop. Because my parents are like that, right? They got a card for everywhere. They whip out that thing, it's like... Right there. I think they can leave their fucking points to us when they die. I think they think they can bequeath us their customer, frequent customer points, right? Like, they'll be reading the will at the accountant's office. They'll be like, Russell, they've left you $15,000, a third of the house, and all of their CVS and Chipotle points. Great, so my father's legacy to me will be fucking ass cream and burritos. Thank you so much, Dad. Your memory lives on. And so you realize, though, like I said, I'm a father now. I'm a young father, so I'm making all these vows of things I'll never do to my son, okay? And the points play into it. Like when I was in high school, remember how your dad would take you to pick up a girl and he'd drop you off at the movies and they'd pick you up later? Do you remember that? Do you remember not driving everybody?
Never came back.
All right, well, that's true. That sounds like a sad story. His dad never came back, so ladies, make out with him later. Damaged goods. All right, damaged goods. All right. But listen, sir, this is a good story about me and my dad. It was a good story. We're driving over. My dad's taking me to pick up this girl. And next to the movie theater, there's a Fridays, right? So they're going to drop us off. We're going to go to Fridays afterwards. I'm talking to my dad. I think I'm having this father-son, you know, good moment with him like you were deprived of. God bless your heart, sir. And my father says to me, hey, Russ, you going to bring that girl to Fridays afterwards? I said, yeah, Dad. He goes, here, if you're going to go, take my Fridays card, get my points. I'm like, no, Dad, I'm not going to get your fucking Fridays points. What, I'm going to look like a jerk. He's like, no, just get my points. I'm trying to collect them. I'm like, no, I'm not getting your freaking Fridays. You're never going to get that cruise, Dad. You're never going to get that Fridays cruise. You would have to eat Jack Daniel's chicken finger twice a day, every day for the rest of your life. You're never going to get that cruise, Dad. He's like, take the points. I was like, even if you go on that cruise, you know what they're going to have for you to eat? Jack Daniel's chicken fingers, Dad. So we're arguing, pulling up to the girl's house. We pick up the girl. We drive over to the movie theater. Everything's fine. I thought I had cut off this situation. We're getting out of the car. My dad goes, Nikki, you guys going to go to the Fridays after the movie? Here, you're going to go. Here, make Russ take my card. Make sure he gets my points. I'm in the background like, no, Dad. No Fridays points, Dad. So don't collect those points. It's the point, children, okay? It's a slippery slope to not getting your son any poon twang in high school. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. But that's the thing, okay? You know, I have dark hair, dark eyes. My wife is Italian. She's got the thick, dark hair, dark skin and everything. So we thought our kid was just going to come out looking like Juan Epstein from, you know, Welcome Back, Kotter, if you remember that program if you're old. But he didn't. He came out with blonde hair and blue eyes, like Aryan master race and shit, you know what I mean? Who knew, you know? And he doesn't look like me, so now whenever I go to the Target without my wife, everybody's got a fucking Amber Alert expression on their face. Where did you find this beautiful white baby? Aisle 5! Next to the whites. You know, and that's the thing, like, I see all these other parents, and so I vow that there's things I will never do to my kid that I see other parents do, okay? I'm a huge nerd, for example. I go to the movies all the time. This is so weird for me, so I'm usually just baked before I have time to kill at a comedy show, sitting right there watching The Expendables 2. Classic movie. Much better than The Godfather 2. Trust me on that one. I'm taking on blind faith on that one. But there are things that I'm not really that racist, okay, everybody, but I am racist towards rich white women in the suburbs with babies, okay? Now follow me and I'll tell you why, okay? Because I went to go see the Avengers IMAX 3D there in Los Angeles, okay? And I've been waiting my whole life for this movie. I got a geek boner this fucking big. Oh, I'm just like, yes, Avengers! Iron Man, Captain America, and friends! What will they say to each other? Will they disagree? Will they see the world? So I'm psyched for this shit, but it's $22 a ticket to see that shit, right? I'm a Jew, that's hard to take. And it's $12 for the parking. They give you $5 back if you show your ticket like it's a deal. It's not. It's still $7 for the parking. So I'm sitting there in the crowded theater. I took out a home equity loan to see this goddamn movie. And this rich white lady comes in to the crowded theater with her crying infant baby. So finally I lost it, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be the first to admit I lost it. The Jew in me just went Jew crazy. I was like, hey, white lady, I hope the next time you go see a romantic comedy, there's a room full of black guys sitting behind you like, ooh, don't go in there, Hugh Grant. Ooh, she only gonna break your heart again, Hugh Grant. Laugh like Ernie from Sesame Street. That's not what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen. But ladies and gentlemen, I got a few more bits for you, and then we're going to count down the ball drop. Are you guys having a good time?
Yeah!
I'm having a great time. So ladies and gentlemen, the thing is, okay, like I said, being a dad, you don't want to put your irrational fears onto your kid. You don't want him to carry your matching luggage with you, okay? And I've got a lot of irrational fears, ladies, okay? I know I'm singling you out, but just connect with me, okay? Connect with me on this, okay? Because I'm afraid of birds. I'm afraid of the beach. I'm afraid of birds at the beach because they're always eyeballing my potato chips and my sandwich like they're going to steal it and shit, okay? I'm afraid of wearing sandals, everybody. I'm afraid of exposing my feet because I'm afraid of a biochemical warfare zombie holocaust breakout, a human stampede caused by the biochemical warfare zombie holocaust breakout. I'm afraid that my wife is going to make me go to the beach one day. She's going to make me wear the sandals because I look cute in them. There's a biochemical warfare zombie holocaust breakout. There's a human stampede. I fight off the zombie protecting my family. The zombie bleeds until the cut. I turn. I am literally afraid of the rhythm in Gloria Estefan's The Rhythm Is Going to Get You. What have I done to this rhythm to upset it? Why is it so passionately seeking me out? Is there an olive branch I can offer to this rhythm studio audience? But no. Gloria insists the rhythm is going to get me tonight. To death. Thank you, New York. And thank you, Puerto Ricans. Thank you. I don't speak a lot of Spanish. Thank you. But I do understand that the English translation for O-A-O-A is Gloria Estefan is going to fucking Cubano knife you tonight. So ladies and gentlemen, are you having a good time? Like I said, one more before I leave. You guys having a good time? Then we're going to count down the ball drop. So ladies and gentlemen, the only other way I have to make money for this little pizza bagel son of mine, okay, is being an actor, okay? And I have a new agent here in New York, but I had an old agent in L.A., that told me that maybe I should shave my beard so maybe I can get some more high school roles. But then I found out that all high school roles are just for sexy vampires now. Thank you. I think this woman said, ew, thank you so much. See, that's my sexy vampire. It's terrible. This is never going to happen for me, right, ladies and gentlemen? Because they're never going to have the Nebuchadnezzar Woody Allen Jew Blood Diaries on the CW next fall, right? It's never going to be like, dear diary, just discovered that German blood gives me gas. Dear diary, is my 401k set up for my newfound immortality? Am I financially set up for just this millennia or the next millennia? A Jew vampire needs to play. Concerned face emoticon.
down. All right, so we're going to bring our host, Mad Dog Matter, back up, ladies and gentlemen. One more time for Mad Dog. One more time for Miss Jessamine Peluso. Jam it in there. Jam it in there. All right, Jabron Saleem, is he over there? Give it up one more time for your opener, Jabron Saleem, ladies and gentlemen. He's somewhere. He's getting some, from what I'm told. That's good. That's good news, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so what?